fake love isn't just for guys anymore. For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. A few weeks ago, we talked about the demise of guys due to addictions to video games and pornography. And if the sales of E.L. James' sexually explicit novel, 50 Shades of Grey, are any indicator, the demise of women may not be far behind. This controversial piece of erotic literature is now a New York Times bestseller, thanks to women captivated by its explicit accounts of bondage and sadomasochism. In fact, its readership is so one-sided that it's earned the nickname Mommy Porn. What's happening? Well, Sally Quinn, writing for the Washington Post, says it's about religion. Echoing ancient pagan religions, this novel offers sex as a religious experience and a source for fulfillment instead of God. This reminds me of what Chesterton once wrote. Every man who knocks on the door of a brothel is looking for God. But millions of women will find out that this substitute for God won't set them free. It will add more chains. Come to thepointradio.org and I'll link you to Quinn's article. I'm John Stone Street.